This is your Classic Kids Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. It's just gone 7:30. It's time to catch up with John Letts, my horse racing expert. John, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm going pretty good, Jordan. It's been interesting this week. A little bit of controversy with the players down here at Edwardstown. I actually go over to Edwardstown Oval sometimes and watch the footy games over there. I had a couple of grandsons played there, but this week in the under-17 girls match over there, two players have been banned, one from Edwardstown, one from Ingle Farm, fighting on the field. We've got to set an example. If they're going to do this, it's going to ruin the game for everybody. So the penalties, I think, have to be severe. And the parents, a lot of time the encouragement, and you being an umpire, would know that the encouragement from the parents, and you can hear them singing out outside the fence, you know, to their kids. Look, let the kids play the game. Let the kids play the game. And I think sometimes kids get frustrated, and you'll know that yourself when you hear it. And then if a parent's edging them on like that, it makes it a little bit difficult for the kids. So, you know, let the parents be quiet and let the players get on with the game. That's what I say.
Yeah, and I guess one umpire tactic I've seen is just if kids are starting to get argy-bargy with each other on the field, either just send them off to have a breather, or one umpire I've seen is just throw the ball up. If it's come to a stoppage, just ball it up, and they quickly forget what they're fighting about because they want to get the footy first. And if parents coming onto the field to join in on the fight is the way they think is going to solve it, they are dead wrong, and they're probably just going to get themselves a ban from the footy league if they do that, especially in under-17s. They're kids. You can't get involved with a kid's fight because you're an adult. It's just not right.
Exactly right. You know, and I mean, they've had their day. Let them sit back now and be a spectator.
Mm.
Don't worry about it. Let the kids have the fun. Let the kids have the fun because they're not making it fun for them anymore. This is just getting to a serious stage now where, you know, someone's going to get seriously hurt one day, and it's, all the litigation and all that, but nowadays it's going to, it can actually break clubs. It can ruin clubs and just make it. I mean, football is a game that brings people together, and it separates them in ways when the season's on. But after the season's over, we're all friends again. But we have our banter through the year, and I mean, we all have our own teams. But we don't get out and fight. We just barrack and want our team to win. But just sit back, relax. It's only a game, and it'll be over in a few months. So.
And I think the AFL set an example in that as well. Like, not only do they get aggressive during the game, sure, and there are some fights, but after the game, you see both teams having a laugh, having a smile together, no matter you know what their colours are. So I think that's the perspective. It's just a game.
Yeah, for sure. Now, don't forget, tomorrow we've got on Sunday we've got the Hawker races, which looks like another good, very good meeting up around the north, and of course with Port Augusta, those meetings starting up there recently, and we're going to have a good season, I think, up north in the racing industry this year. Stirling North girls, good morning, girls. I know you're listening. Now, tell me, Jordan Wyala, what's on the horizon? Sometimes I read the paper and I think this is great news. Sometimes I read it, I think there's a little bit of doubt. Sometimes you just wonder, and I just hope that things work out well for the people up there, because, as you know, you and I always give them a thought, and we're always thinking of them. We want them to want things to work out good for them.
Well, as far as I know, so good news in the case of the Steelworks, because they've secured refinancing to the point where Credit Suisse, the company that was looking for the winding up application, may back off a little bit. So there's good news in that regard, but it's still a bit of a knife's edge situation. We need to wait and see what exactly happens over the coming weeks, over the coming months.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, another thing that just worried me at the moment is this COVID, and it should be worrying everybody. A lot of people are having the shots. Okay, we're all going to have our shots. That's on the board, because we're going to do that for certain, sure and certain. But I don't know. We just seem to be coming too complacent with this, because, I mean, we said it, and we said it on the program before. We said it's going to come here, whether we like it or not, because if we keep opening the borders and we keep getting flights in from overseas, and again this week, there's a Victorian man, aged in his 30s. He flew in from India. We knew 6 months ago where it was coming from, or longer, and we're still allowing these cases to come in. So are we looking for trouble or what? Are we too complacent, or do you think that we won't get it? Because I tell you what, it's starting to get there now.
I think when we're letting people in from, they're Australians returning home, and that's what the point of hotel quarantine is, but obviously hotel quarantine isn't foolproof. We've had someone from the Adelaide quarantine go to Victoria, having caught COVID while in hotel quarantine and spreading it around, which is where this current outbreak has gone. But, you know, all we can do is, social distance and get your vaccination, which, again, reminder, if you are in the regions over the age of 16 or 16 or older, you can get your Pfizer jab now, like I did earlier this week.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
And no after effects?
I had a very sore arm and it made me feel a little bit woozy the day after, but so far so good.
I think that's the same with the other dose too. Because a couple of friends of mine had it and they had the same symptoms after, so it's pretty well parallel with what you've got. The other, because people are critical, well, now we're shutting down the borders and we're doing different things and people aren't very happy with how the Prime Minister is handling things and the Premier's handling things. But what people don't realise and what they should realise, and when they read between the lines, is don't think that these are the people that are making the decisions. It's the health departments. You know, and I read an article in the paper this week with from a guy named Mike Walsh from Tranmere, and Mike said, Mark Walsh, the opposition leader Peter Malinowskis should apologise to the South Australian people for the ramping situation at our hospitals. It was the Labor Party that gave the state a new hospital that cannot cope with demand and reduced services in this state via its transforming health policy. It was the Labor Party that closed the Repat hospital. We now have a health system that is in crisis and will take a long time to fix. I think we should have kept the old hospital. If you want to build a new one, keep the old one and build a new one. Because our population is not going to decrease, Jordan. It's going to increase. So where was the thought in building, getting rid of a big hospital for a small one?
And I guess, and the other thing is, like, sure, it was the Labor government of the day that, put all this in motion, but the Liberal government has been in power for the last few years, and they have had time to make some changes to fix it, and they seem to be digging their heels in a little bit on that matter.
I can't get my head around the $12.5 billion that the former government wasted on this hospital. It was quoted at $2.5 billion. Now, can you tell me, how does it get out the 12? Blow out the $12.5 billion, and we're paying, I think it's $1 million a week for the next 30 years interest. Our kids will be paying that. We won't be paying it.
Oh no, I'll be paying it. I'm still going to be around 30 years time.
You'll be paying it. But anyway, well, let's see what happens. And but listen, just give the heads of state a little bit of a breathing space, because they don't make the decisions. The health department makes that. And they only go along with what, because those people themselves are not health experts. They only transfer on what they're told and what the situation is at the time. And at the moment, I think, I hate to think what, with this. I mean, the football's going ahead. We seem to put that in front of our health. And but anyway, let's not worry about that at the moment. But I can't see where they keep just letting football go ahead and just. I mean, it's just got to do something to protect us, protect the people, protect us with the health side of it. And that's a very, very important part of our life, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Anyway. Yeah, we are just running short on time, John. So yep. Let's duck ahead to the races this weekend, of course. Victoria, are they still going ahead?
Yes, Victoria's going ahead. There'll be no Victorians allowed in here. This is something that I'm a little bit not concerned about tomorrow, Jordan, at the races, is because there's some Victorian horses coming over here to race over here tomorrow. There's a few coming from Victoria. So how does it work with, they have to have their strappers and their handlers and everybody, and the horses won't be quarantined, but those strappers, and I think some of these horses might come out tomorrow, because I don't think the trainers will risk losing some of their staff coming over here and being quarantined. So we might have to just watch out for a couple of scratchings. I have tipped a couple of them, but I've taken them off the list now in case, they come out in the morning. So anyway, we'll go ahead with Caulfield tomorrow. In race one, I like number one, Saduko. It's about $4. Race two, I like number two, Forever Free. Now, this is $23. It's second up. It ran third first up, but $23 I thought was good odds each way about this. Race three, number two, horse called Pintoff, $4. Race four, number eight, Clark, is $5. Now, this horse is in Sydney's Brisbane as well. So I don't know where it'll run, but race four, number eight, I like it if it runs in Melbourne. It's about $5. Race five, number three, Defiant Dancer, $6. Race six, number four, Yonkers, is $3. Race seven, number one, Gazoit, is $26. I think it'll run a big race at those odds. Race eight, number five, Riot and Rose, is $4. And race nine, I like number one, Great Again, who was a late scratching last time out in the last, and it's $9. And I like number 8, Australia Cornella, with it, number 8, bless us. So in the last, I like their race 9 in Melbourne, of course, with 1 and 8 in a Cornella. Over to Morphville in race 1, I like number 4, Guerrilla. Race 2, I like number 6, En Francois. That's my French, it's not real good. How come, Jordan, sometimes you talk, there's words that don't even look like they sound. Don't you see that a lot of places?
Yeah, especially European languages as well. It can be a bit tricky.
Well, if we look at it, it's E-N and then F-R-A-N-C-A-I-S. It's En Francois. Well, when I was going to school, I would have said En Francais. Anyway.
You would have failed your French class then.
Yeah. I don't think I did too well anyway. Race 3, I like number 14, Spinola Bay. Race 4, number 8, Amber Dazzle, about $3. Race 5, number 8, horse called Call Me Seamus, drawn a bad gate. I think this is why he's good odds. He's $17. Race 6, number 13, Fall on a Star. Race 7, number 3, Wings of Pastrami is $4. Race 8, number 11, La Richesse is $10. And the horse in that race is running Cornella's number 14, Load and Go, is $8. And in the last, $23 chance in the last, number 2, That Girl is $23. And that's how I see him tomorrow. And last week, we had an even sort of day last week, Jordan. One I thought was going to win us was a Validator. It was paying about $25 or something, and it just got caught on the line. So sometimes when I read out these horses that are good odds, they're good each way bets, I think they are anyway. And you think, oh, $23, you know, I don't get much chance. But, you know, if you have your dollar each way on them, sometimes just for the place, they'll pay $5 or $6.
Yeah, well, that's true. And I guess if you're not, you're gambling responsibly, putting just a dollar on, it's not a huge loss either.
Well, you certainly are. And there's so many stories. And I talk to the ladies at the tab and I say to them, how many hard luck stories you had this week? They said, every punter that comes in, they tell us their hard luck stories. But anyway, it's a little gamble. And if you gamble responsibly, you can't hurt yourself.
No worries. Well, John, we're just out of time, but thanks for chatting today.
Okay, Jordan, we'll speak to you next week.
We'll do. That was John Letts, my horse racing expert, on your Classic Hits Breakfast.